Praise the Lord, everybody. Isn't this a great time? Weather was pretty today. The eagle landed out there on the lawn. And we're here to enjoy the service tonight. You know, it's going to be a little different tonight. And I'm going to read from the 61st chapter of Isaiah. And then I'm going to talk a few minutes. Here it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek, has sent me to build up the brokenhearted, to bring at liberty the captives, and the opening of the prison door to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance our God, to comfort all that mourn." And then verse 3 is what I want to get to. "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Now, this is Isaiah speaking to Israel during a time of captivity. Now, I know I'm in a Bible school. I do have a degree. And I know that this is a prophecy about the coming of the Messiah. But I can see that it would give hope to Israel in their despair as they are in captivity. And that same God that helped Israel is the same God that will help us today in our time of despair. The Word of God says in Malachi 3:6, he never changes. He is the same. So if he never changes, he's the same God that helped them. He'll be the same God that helped us. Now, I want to read verse 3 here again. In the NLT says, "To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In the righteousness they shall be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory." Now, here, then, the New King James talks about the garment of praise for heaviness. But then the NLT here says festive praise instead of despair. And then the Common English Bible says a mantle of praise in place of discouragement. And then the Voice says to wrap them in victory, joy, and praise instead of depression and sadness. God wants us to have a garment of praise. Many people have lost their praise because of the virus. Their heart is heavy. They're disappointed. They're discouraged. But God wants you to put on the garment of praise and be joyful and be glad, because he is still God and he is still on the throne. You know, there's a story in 2 Chronicles 20 when Israel was going out to battle. The Lord told them to put the praise singers out in front. And they sang their way to the battlefield. And when they got there, they didn't even have to fight. So tonight, we're gonna praise. And many people have commented on the fact that during the praise and worship last Sunday, it was a tremendous time of uplifting. And so I said, well, then it seems to be such a praise, seems to be such an uplifting event. And all through the Word of God, it talks about praise. In fact, Pastor Denise talked about my book, Untapped Player Praise, Untapped Power of Praise. God told me, and I did several messages, that's where that book came from, on praise. He said, my people are not missing it in their faith, they're missing it in their praise. So tonight we're going to put on the garment of praise, and we're going to spend the rest of the time praising God. Lynette sat down at the piano at the house and sang "Because He Lives," And she, I don't know how many thousands of hits that she's got. She's gotten 9,000 hits on that song. And I don't know, all those people saying, that has so blessed me, that so lift me up. And I said, okay, we're going to have a time of praise tonight. So I want the praisers to come on back. And I want you there in your living room, wherever you are watching, I want you to begin to praise the Lord and watch the power of God lift you up. Let's go, Dan.
So come on, just lift up your voice, lift up your hearts with us tonight. We're going to worship Him. We're going to lift, we're going to put on that garment of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, sing this out with us.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Peace and an anointing. It's unreal. Hallelujah. And you know, it's all because He lives. All because He went to the cross, died. You know, you may be watching. You may say, hey, I used to go to church, but I'm not where I ought to be with God, or I've never accepted Christ as my Savior. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Repeat it after me right now, and your life will change forever. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son Jesus. I believe He's the Son of God. I believe He came and He died for my salvation, and He rose again from the dead, and He sits at your right hand right now. You said in your holy word, if I would believe those things in my heart and speak them with my mouth, I will be saved. I thank you now that I am a new person in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Actually, if you prayed that with us in rededication or for the first time, if you would just go on your computer, go to partnerservice@rhema.org and let us know about it. We want to contact you. Amen. Praise the Lord.